Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, January 5th, 2024. US equity futures are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures down 0.3% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mixed markets in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are lower in early trade. Bonds are weaker, with US 10-year yields up 4 basis points at 4.03%. The dollar is firmer across the board, oil is up, gold is softer, industrial metals are mixed. The market's focus remains on the paring back of central bank rate hike expectations, which has been contributing to the notable backup in bond yields this week. Markets are still pricing in 5 to 6 Fed rate cuts this year, but this has moderated versus levels from late last year. Overstretched positioning is also a factor, which has also been an influence on the more defensive tone for equity markets, along with technical factors. Middle East tensions are also seen as a potential risk to supply chains and the inflation outlook. The main macro data point in focus today is US non-farm payrolls, which is expected to show a further loosening of the labor market. The US is expected to add 160,000 new jobs, while the unemployment rate is expected to nudge higher to 3.8% from 3.7%. There is also some attention on outsized options trade betting on the yield spike following the non-farm payrolls data. In Europe, Eurozone CPI accelerated as expected, although the core reading eased. The data is unlikely to derail ECB rate cut hopes. Other releases include stronger than forecast Halifax house price data, while German retail sales missed, and construction PMIs across Europe are still due for release. In Asia overnight, Japan Final Services PMI confirmed a pickup in activity last month, while Philippines inflation fell to its lowest level in almost 2 years, back inside the central bank's target. Due up on today's US economic calendar, non-farm payrolls, the unemployment rate, average weekly hours, average hourly earnings, factory orders, and ISM non-manufacturing index, while in Canada, the unemployment rate is due to be released. And among the companies due to post their results today, before the open, Constellation Brands. In corporate news, American Tower has agreed to sell its Indian operations to Brookfield, with American Tower to receive up to $2.5 billion. And Tesla has recalled 1.6 million cars in China due to an autopilot-related crash risk, with the recall applying to virtually every single car that Tesla has ever sold in the country. Asian equities ended mixed on Friday, as investors wait for guidance from US non-farm payrolls later. Markets tilted lower in afternoon trading to end a dire week for equities to start the year. Despite the global bond sell-off, China's bond rally continued, with the 10-year yield down to its lowest level since April 2020 on bets the Bank of China will soon ease following poor home sales and manufacturing activity data. Meanwhile, the yen is seeing its worst weekly drop against the dollar since 2022, as US rate cuts are pushed out and the Noto earthquake prompted debate that an exit from Japan's negative interest rate policy would also be delayed. While in other regional news, India's government is expected to raise its full fiscal year GDP growth estimate to 7%. European equity markets are lower in early trade. In regional news, Reuters reported that 150 billion euros in government bond sales in January is fueling unease in the eurozone bond market and supporting the upward pressure on yields. And data from the UK's biggest mortgage lender, Halifax, is reinforcing the more upbeat tone for the UK's housing market and fitting in with the likelihood of a steadier housing market rather than prior forecasts of wholesale weakness. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Preview. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.